This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
The budget process can be viewed as a cycle because it's an annual event. The preparation of the budget and its implementation, it's an annual event. It's an annual exercise which follows a standard format and entails some clearly identifiable activities associated with it. That is why we refer to it as a cycle or the budget process. And it is important to get an insight into this process as it will allow you to determine where you can insert yourself in the process in an attempt to influence the process itself. Just look at the four stages. The first referred to as budget formulation or budget preparation. This is the preserve of the executive, and the executive in this case is the prime minister and his various ministers who assume responsibility for formulating the budget. Of course, the actual work is undertaken by the various ministries and technocrats in the ministries led by their PS. The PS of Finance is responsible for collating all the various inputs from the ministry and giving you that big estimates of revenue and expenditure. In preparing the budget or at the budget formulation stage, there are a number of key documents. And these are normally they can be reviews. In the case of Grenada, we will see the budget framework paper. It also the medium-term fiscal framework. You may have fiscal reports, and you'll have the medium-term development strategy or your long-term development strategy. In the case of Grenada, your national sustainable development plan. These would be key documents that would influence the preparation or would set the parameters for the preparation or formulation of the budget. The second stage is once the budget has been drafted and has been signed off on by the executive, it goes to the parliament or the legislature for review and approval. In some legislature, there is the provisions may be amended and the executive will have to go back and reformulate and represent. And once that has been decided on, the budget is then enacted. Two main documents that goes to Parliament at this stage, the estimates of revenue and expenditure, as well as the accompanying Appropriation Act, which once approved will authorize withdrawal from the consolidated fund for the purposes that have been approved in Parliament. So the key budget document here would be estimates of revenue and expenditure, as well as your appropriation billing. It refers to it as the budget law. The third stage is the budget execution stage. And this is where the actual implementation or the actual projects and programs are now being undertaken. So the parliament has signed off, monies have been approved, and the various ministries and agencies and government departments now have to go ahead to undertake their various programs. And at this stage, revenues are also collected because the revenues have to be collected from the various measures, your tax measures and your other fees, and monies are spent as per allocation made in the appropriation bill. The documents here would be the various ministries and entities producing mid-year reports on what they're doing, other reports that may be necessary. It could be just to see what has been happening, up-to-date reports, year-end reports. You may also have supplementary budgets and supplementary appropriation bills. for things that weren't approved in the budget but came up. The fourth stage is what is referred to as budget oversight, and we include budget oversight and accountability, because here you are looking at how monies were spent and you are auditing the government accounts to make sure that the expenditures undertaken were done in context of the laws that govern the process, as well as that the resources are being used efficiently and effectively. So with oversight and accountability, you are not only concerned with whether money is being used appropriately, but also whether there is wrongdoing, whether you have the checks and balances. You have appropriate checks and balances, whether you are procuring goods and services in a transparent way. And additionally, whether what you say you would be spending the money on, that the monies are actually being spent. So this is really where you have your checks and your balances to ensure that the state money is well spent at the end of the day. And in some cases where you have performance-based budgeting, you actually look at whether or not outcomes are being achieved with the money spent and the programs that have been undertaken. Another way of looking at it, and this is just pulling out very simply, is that the process consists of the formulation or the preparation of the budget. After that, it has to go for approval and enactment. This is where it goes to the parliament. And then you have execution. This is where the line ministries and other agencies are now responsible for collecting the revenues and for undertaking their various programs and the project. And finally, you have the budget oversight and accountability, where you have the various agencies and individuals looking at what has happened during the execution phase of the budget. And all of these stages are governed by particular laws, which sets out what is to be expected and who is responsible, the role and responsibility of different actors at each stage, as well as the institutional setup to ensure that the budget process is conducted in a manner that is consistent with good governance.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.